case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
I'm not sure if I've asked you this before, but where do you sit on, like, horoscopes, crystals, spiritual stuff?
I don't know. I think Eden's into it. I don't know.
Like, if you read your horoscope, do you accept it? Do you just kind of go,
Oh, cool, that'd be fun if it happens.
Okay. See, it interests me.
Mm.
I dive into it a tiny little bit. I love to read a horoscope here and there and kind of see what different things might mean. But it doesn't rule my life or anything like that. I don't predict what I do based off a horoscope.
I'd love to get my palm read.
I want to do that as well.
If there's any palm readers / mediums out there, come into the studio, read our palms.
We want a reading. Yeah. That'd be great. So have you heard of numbers following you?
No.
Before? So I don't know, you probably don't realise it until you start thinking about it, but every now and then, like, numbers just constantly pop up. Like, usually it's on a clock because that's the most common place that you look at numbers.
Right.
And, like, every time you look at a clock, it's, like, always something 21 or you might have, like, different numbers just appear. Like, you hear the same number in songs. Like, there can be a trend of numbers following you, which I've kind of gotten accustomed to. Like, it seems I've had, like, a couple of times that 1111 always pops up for me, which is like...
Make a wish.
Yeah, so I always do that, things like that. But I did a bit of research into it because I had a number following me. Well, I thought I did. So basically, if you see a repeating number, it can be a definite sign that manifestation is coming or something big is about to happen, because when we're in alignment, that's when magic happens.
Right.
So our body's in align with a number. And then there's all these different theories about different numbers mean different things. And if you see it on a clock, it means something compared to if you see it just on like a poster. There's a whole world around the numbers.
Which... See, I am interested in it. Like, that is interesting. But I just can't... believe it. Well, maybe one day I will, but right now I'm just like, that's, you know, great luck. That's really, really, you know, convenient.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I just believe everything happens for a reason. But either way, I did have a number what I thought was following me, and I didn't realise it until my boyfriend Greg's pointed it out. And this was a couple of weeks ago when we were in South Australia, and he said to me, he's like, did you realise that the number 23 is following us? And I was like, what do you mean the number 23? And he said, well, last night for dinner, what was our table number? And I said, 23. And then at that day, we checked into hospital for me to get surgery, and he's like, what's our room number? I was like, 23. And I was like, oh, my God, it's actually following us. And he's like, and then how old are you? And I was like, 24, you idiot. So he thought he was getting really in tune with that number following us, and he's like, oh, she's 23, you know. I'm not 23.
Going old Sherlock, like, da-da-da.
That's literally the moment in his eyes, and he's like, I've cracked the code that 23 is following us. And I turned to him like, I'm not 23, you idiot. And he's like, oh, yeah.
Did 23 pop up at all again?
I haven't noticed it.
Okay.
But maybe it has for him. But either way, good to know my boyfriend knows my age, and I've reiterated as to why I'm the one that fills out the forms in our relationship, because apparently he doesn't know how old I am.